destruction and the foundation for the temple is laid. And progress moves forward. This story causes me to remind us again that life has no pause button. Life marches forward. So lead, follow, or get trampled. Whether we're talking about your family or your body or your church or your country, life lurches forward. Now, we all know that there are some people who try to deny this fact, and as a line from a movie reminds me, a few characters were talking about the age of various people, and one individual said, 35 is a good age. There are lots of ladies I know that have been 35 for 20 years. Life marches forward, whether we try to pretend that it doesn't or not, and I don't like that fact any more than the rest of us. Some of us have to admit that in our education we were trained for a world that no longer exists. Conditions have changed so rapidly. And we can sit down on the street and pout if we want, but the 18-wheeler called life isn't going to slow down for us. As life moved on for these people, they had mixed emotion, but pure faith. In a world that keeps moving forward, I find two strategies helpful. Now, I'm sure we could come up with 22, but for today, let's just talk two strategies that are helpful for handling life that keeps moving forward. I'm going to apply these strategies to Salem Alliance and just talk about things that are going on around here. And I'll leave it to you to apply them to how they might apply in your own changing world. But two strategies for handling life that keeps moving. Number one, keep doing the wise things. Keep doing the wise things. One strategy for handling life in a changing world is to look for those gems of wisdom that have benefited us in the past. At Salem Alliance, let me list a few of what those are. We've heard them, some of them in recent weeks. Love and unity. Don spoke very well on that subject. Dependence on God. Morris addressed that well. I'm here to remind you that you're a person of influence. There are people in your world that only you can influence, Matt told us last week. These are some of the gems of wisdom that this church has been built on through the years that we need to continue. Here's a few more. Providing sufficient places and times to meet. You see, had the leaders in our past decades not made hard and expensive decisions, most of us would not be able to be part of this church today. We have, on any given Sunday, 2,700 people who gather in this room and 300 and some preschoolers, and on the list goes, and we simply would not be able to gather like we gather had it not been for the hard and expensive decisions made in the past. But I congratulate the leadership in the past for the wisdom of that. Attempting to be a large church that feels like a small church. I guess I don't really like the way I phrase that because I don't think Salem Alliance ever attempted to be a large church. But as we realized we were a large church, we wanted to keep the feel of a small church. And so in recent weeks, with others preaching, I've had the opportunity again to mingle among the shepherding groups. And I say one more time how impressed I am by the community that has developed in those groups. And what a wonderful ministry that is. And I hope that many of you will plan now to sign up for our small groups that will take place this fall as we study the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit over October through early May. Ways that this church has tried to keep I can still get to know people and be connected even though there's a whole lot of folks around here. Letting go of what needs to go. That's another gem of wisdom of our past that we need to continue. You see, there are many ministries that were started here in years past that no longer exist today because someone had the courage to acknowledge that may have been a good tool for a season, but it's not going to be the tool that takes us into the future. And so changes have been made. prayer as a priority that we seek to interweave throughout all the ministries of the church, not just have, okay, prayer happens over in this little setting at this little time. No, that prayer is interwoven throughout the fabric of this place. That is a gem of wisdom we need to continue. Although I do love some of the specific prayer meetings that take place around here, and would encourage you, if you're a member at Salem Alliance and have never been on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, would you come one time over the next, between now and Christmas, and show up Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, one time, just for the sake of seeing the people and meeting the people that pray for you and this church, and when your name is on that prayer list, you're getting prayed for faithfully by this gathering of 20 people or so that are here every week at 7 o'clock, and they wouldn't mind if that number grew, but it would encourage your heart if you came one night. There's other prayer times as well. Another gem of wisdom that we need to continue is that, I don't quite know how to phrase this, but there's been a deep commitment in this place. We're not a clock-punching, put-in-my-time, grudgingly-do-my-duty kind of place. People who serve here typically serve out of giftedness and willingness, not out of guilt and obligation. And may that continue. Supporting this place from the first portion of our income, not from the leftovers. Did you hear the story of the son who was sitting with his dad as dad pulled a couple bucks out of his wallet for the offering one day, and the dad said, "Don't pay," or the kid said, "Don't pay for me, Dad, I'm under 12. Or the son who was with his dad as he was grumbling as he took a couple bucks out of his wallet, and he said, "Dad, it's not a bad show for a buck." It's not about an admission price. The people who have made this place what it is today seem to understand that it's about giving God the first portion of our income. It's about becoming generous people. I've said it before, I don't want to pastor stingy people. I don't want to be a stingy person. I want to pastor generous people. I want to be a generous person. It's about forwarding the work of God, literally from here to China. It's about transferring our assets from earth to heaven, from what's going to rust and burn to what is going to be eternal. It's about an offering. It's about offering hope to the hopeless, help to the needy, and Jesus to all. So one strategy for handling life that always changes is to continue to do the wise things. Love and unity, dependence on God, being people of influence, being people of prayer, being people of generosity, on that list goes. A second strategy, and again, you can apply these to your own life, but for the church, a second strategy is to discover the new things that God has for us. Continue to do the wise things, but discover the new things that God has for us. Now, I'm not calling us to be fickle, forever jumping from one dream and scheme to the next. But we do need to be open to the next new thing that God wants to do, whether it's in your own personal journey or the church at large. Here at Salem Alliance, we're working on a number of questions and plans. Are we going to be able to build on Broadway? That question remains out there. How can we take our neighborhood ministry to the next level? We're doing some great things to try to enter and bless this neighborhood that God has placed us in. But, oh man, we can do better. We can do better. We're in serious conversations and processes for how do we do that. We're asking a different question this year for Cedar Hall. Last year, when we launched the Cedar Hall service, we asked, how do we best replicate what takes place here in the worship center? This year, we're asking a different question. How do we maximize Cedar Hall for what it is and what it's becoming? And so there's Barbara Fletcher is leading a team of people that are, as we plan for the fall of Cedar Hall, what it's going to become. Are there other times and or places where services could be held that would reach people that we're not currently reaching? Another question we're asking. And all of this, of course, takes money. And so one question is, how do we fund the vision without making funds the vision? Important question. We want to keep doing the wise things, love, unity, commitment, but we want to discover the new things that God would do through us as well. Some of the citizens of Jerusalem wept, others rejoiced, but they all moved forward together to bring in the next new thing that God wanted to do. I felt it was an appropriate Sunday to pull out a story I've used before, but on this 4th of July, and as we talk about the future, I'm reminded of, it was in early American history when a boatload of travelers landed on the northeast coast of America. And the first year, they established a town site. And the second year, they elected a town government. And the third year, that town government decided to build a road 5 miles further westward into the wilderness. And the fourth year, the town's people tried to impeach the town government because they thought it was a total waste of public funds to build a road 5 miles westward into the wilderness. Who needed to go there anyway? Government's just wasting our money. Now, get the picture. Here are people who had the vision to cross thousands of miles and endure great hardships to settle into a new land. But in just a few years, they were not able to see 5 miles out of town. They had lost their pioneering vision. May we move forward, continuing to do what's wise, discovering the new things that God has, but may we move forward until Jesus Himself returns and says, okay, you're done, well done, come on home. Let's pray. Father, I thank You so much for this church and those who have led the way through the years. I thank You so much for the joy it is to gather in this place. I pray, Father, today that we would be a people in our own personal journeys, our homes, our families, and also as a church at large, that we would be people who would be wise about how we go about life, learning from the gems of our past. Some of us have blown off our families and rejected some of the wisdom that we should have carried with us. Some of us have kind of rebelled from what we grew up with, and we should have rebelled from some of it, but some of it we should have learned from. And so may we take the wise and then discover the new. Be people who are able to break the chains that held us to the past in bondage and discover the new places that You can take us in our lives and our journeys. May we be bold, strong, take the land that You've given to us, whether it's overcoming an addiction, whether it is breaking down some barrier of fear or shyness in our lives, whether it's moving forward as a church as a whole to have greater blessing upon this neighborhood. Guide us in it all, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen. If you'd like to pray with someone, there are those who'd be happy to pray with you. Now receive these words as we go. Let us therefore not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So as we have opportunity, let's do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.